from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
In this week's episode, we are going to be talking about the Edelman Trust Barometer 2022. This is a research report that we come back to every year. It has been published for 22 years. And I think it's absolutely worth a read every year because it's all about trust. And if we think that trust is important in relationships and the relationship between people and institutions and their employers and society at large, then I would recommend looking at it. And I think there's quite a lot to take away if we looked at it through the sort of organisational and people lenses as well. So, Nigel, what do you think about this?
I think you're right. I also think that every year we look at it and we get depressed. And the next year we look at it again and we get equally depressed, but no more but depressed. You know, that the what it's reporting is trust goes up, trust goes down. And I suppose the big trends are that massive is probably an exaggeration, an increase in businesses, trust in businesses, a decrease in trust in governments, an increase in the local, a decrease in the global, in terms of NGOs and other organisations. A fear by the population that we don't talk enough about disparate views, and we don't have debates, we just have fake news and people expressing views that are never challenged. And if you don't like the views, you simply ignore them. You don't debate and discuss them. And it's also saying that good information, when it's presented well and openly, can actually help close the societal divide, because largely high-income people are well-informed and higher, more likely to trust. Lower income, less well-informed, less likely to trust. So therefore, the whole issue of the quality of information for the general population becomes massively important. So it's 70-odd pages. We could dive into any one of those pages and have stuff to talk about. But what were your highlights, Martin? What did you think?
I think I would kind of signpost people to the business part of this, and the trust in businesses and what engenders more trust in them. I think it's quite interesting, for example, that 81% of respondents say that CEOs should be personally visible when discussing public policy with external stakeholders or work their company has done to benefit society. I think, when we talk about leadership, which is obviously always talked about in organisations, then I think we're talking about quite different approaches, where people, rather than tending to be silent externally and potentially internally, are probably going to have to take a bit more of a position on things and actually talk a bit more honestly and with a bit more transparency about the role an organisation is taking more broadly in its market and across society. And I think once you start to do that, then I think you're opening up a whole potential for different dynamics within the organisation. And I think something that supports that in this research is this idea that, they looked at some indicators of what helps build trust within an organisation. And within business, the most important one is information quality, followed by holding others accountable, followed by communication and transparency, followed by exerting power effectively, and lastly, getting results. So this idea of information quality and the way it's communicated and transparency around that, I think if you looked at that as a whole and then sort of drilled down a bit into what that meant for all functions within the business and how they achieve that, I think that's quite a different lens to look at the activity that you might be doing, say in HR or in learning or organizational development. It's a massive challenge for corporate comms because they tend to be the police, you know, and suddenly I think we're talking about a lot, you know, talking about quality information, and we're talking about it being well communicated and transparency around that. And so,
talking about big picture stuff, they're saying that largely distrust comes when companies, businesses, CEOs don't appear to address the big or avoid the big issues. So they want business to have a bigger, clearer societal role, and leadership to be big thinking, not small thinking, thinking much more broadly than just the immediate, you know, quarterly results. And the quality of information provided by business should be checked for its trustworthiness, not just the spin that it puts on a particular story. So these are very powerful points, I think, you know, and particularly powerful coming out of a pandemic.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this report is suggesting that businesses as institutions are shouldering more responsibility for helping build trust between people and between institutions. And I think that's, you know, that's probably quite a weight to bear on top of everything else that businesses have been through over the last couple of years. But I also think it's something to get excited about. I think, you know, the research does say that businesses are seen as highly effective agents of positive change. Yes. I mean, there's a lot potentially that we can get behind in organizations, but I think there's also a lot that isn't working. But I think this, you know, there's been a lot of talk around things like purpose and values, and actually maybe this is what we're talking about more here. But it's no good in just saying, you know, it's got to be high quality information. It's got to be real and felt and understood and seen in action. I mean, otherwise it just becomes kind of purpose driven values, sort of rhetoric and platitudes that don't mean anything to people. And I think this is, you know, you've got to move well beyond it if you're going to build trust within your organization. And I think that's what makes this interesting, this report, because I think it does, at a more granular level, give you some sense of what you could be focusing on.
Yes. It's also saying that government, business, the media and NGOs have all got an equal role to play. They're not government first, then media second, NGOs third, but it's saying they all have to operate in a similar way, not necessarily agree with each other, but operate in a similar way and be transparent about the, you know, the data they're using to make their arguments. And therefore, trust is built and social, societal stability is maintained. So they're saying, if we end up with, you know, each one of those four with their own agenda based on their own self-interest, we end up with a very unstable environment, a social environment for everybody. So there's a kind of big picture underlying this and a kind of urgency in this report, which previous reports have kind of gone, oh, well, you know, this is the world. This has got a sort of urgency saying we cannot sustain the way that information is supplied, the fragmentation between the various power brokers and the ineffective communication process for most of the population. So yes, Martin, absolutely right. It's very, very interesting, well worth reading. And you can pull out of it. There's no one who won't pull out of it something relevant, I think. But to try and grasp the whole thing is pretty tricky. It's a big report.
Let's leave it there, Nigel. That's been really useful. So I would encourage everyone to go and have a look. It's the Edelman Trust Barometer 2022, and if you just search for that, you'll easily find it.
Yes.
So thanks, Nigel.
And it's totally free. Yes. Thanks, Martin. Always good to chat. Thanks for drawing it to our attention.
From scratch.